I don't know what it is about this, but like the word and the concept of deserving something bothers me to my core.
Welcome to the Gym Secrets Podcast, where we talk about how to get more customers, how to make more per customer, and how to keep them longer, and the many failures and lessons that we have learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope you guys are having a great Friday. I was in a little bit of a pensive mood this morning because I was packing my bags for a vacation, which is the first vacation that I will have gone on, hopefully successfully, in my professional, you know, capacity since I was 20, I mean, basically since I graduated college. And what's weird about this is like I tried to go on vacation, I think three other times in my career, and each time I went back home to work for the next, like within 48 hours. So I cut them short. So this time I'm hoping I make it through. And it's interesting because I was talking to our neighbor yesterday. He's an entrepreneur and he sold his business. And I was like, yeah, we're going on vacation tomorrow. And he was like, good for you, man. He's like, you deserve it. He's like, you work your ass off. And I don't know what it is about this, but like the word and the concept of deserving something bothers me to my core. Like it's something that I don't think anyone deserves anything. And I'm not saying that in terms of like the grind hustle thing, like not that side, but like, I think that like I have done enough bad things in my life. I've wronged people. I've just done like, as a human, you know what I mean? Like I've done things that I am not proud of my life. And I don't think I deserve anything. And I really mean that. Like, I don't think I deserve anything. And I don't really think anyone deserves anything, because I think we're all flawed. And what's weird about that is like, I think like you're born in America, it's like you already won. Like we deserve nothing more. You know what I mean? Like you're not born in sub-Saharan Africa, you know, with like a 1 out of 6 chance of living or whatever it is, right? And so it's like, it's this really weird sensation from your thought process that like, I have to, like, I'm like pulling apart of like deserving stuff. And I don't know, because what's weird is like, I like, it feels counter to my identity, right? Cause like I've always been the guy who, when I was in the gym and really literally everything up to this point and still, was like every time I saw someone else on vacation, I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, I'm getting ahead. I was like, every time you really like you relax and you sleep and you enjoy your life, I was like, I'm getting one step closer while you do whatever you're doing. Right. And like that, I almost feel like I got more joy out of that than anything that a vacation could give me. You know, and while everyone else was on vacation, everything was even quieter for me. So I got laser focused. You know what I mean? I could do more. Like I was advancing at like double speed, you know, I was doing double time while everyone else was on vacation. And so it's this weird thing where I'm like, I don't want anyone to feel like they can gain on me while I'm taking this 5 days, you know what I mean? And you know, we're supposed to take off and not, you know, bring any work with us. I'm still gonna end up not working, but I'm gonna bring a bunch of books that I wanna read while I'm there. And hopefully I can at least advance my skills during the vacation. But I don't know if I have like an answer for this. This was just more like a weird thought process this morning that I found myself in as I was like packing, you know, snow gear. You know, I was like, cause we're going to like a ski resort. And I was like packing my, I was like, what life is this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. Like I'm going on vacation. Like what's going on? And so I think, you know, as a total little pivot during this conversation thought process is that like, I don't think anyone deserves anything. I think the thought of deserving something is literally the most entitled bullshit like I've ever heard of in my entire life. Like if you're like, I deserve, it's like, ah, it's like if someone says like, I deserve, like you deserve jack shit. You know what I mean? You deserve nothing ever. Like, ah, like anyone, like, and especially if it's because you're of like an identity thing of like, I deserve this because I'm a woman. Oh, like I deserve this because I'm a man, because I'm a race, because I'm a whatever. You deserve nothing. No one deserves anything. Right. And like, it just like drives me like nuts. And so what's interesting and the kind of corollary to that of the whole deserving thing mindset, because like as soon as you think you deserve something, it means you stop and you expect the universe to give, which never happens, right? No one's going to stand there and be like, oh, they deserve a handout, right? Like for me, deserve is like a pity. It's like, I deserve to be pitied. Like, ah, oh, I never want to be pitied. You know what I mean? Like ever in my whole life, never. And so from a deserving standpoint, what's interesting about this is that...
Hey guys, love that you're listening to the podcast. If you ever want to have the video version of this, which usually has more effects, more visuals, more graphs, you know, drawn out stuff, sometimes it can help hit the brain centers in different ways. You can check out my YouTube channel. It's absolutely free. Go check that out if that's what you are into. And if not, keep enjoying the show.
I think that the game is rigged because I think if you don't think you deserve things at all, like you deserve nothing, then what's interesting is that you can take the actions while still being undeserving and get the thing that you want, which is weird, right? Like you can be an undeserving shit, right? And not be a perfect person, right? Because no one is, and still be able to get what you want by still doing the things. And so it's this weird place where you're like, I don't deserve this life. You know what I mean? Like, I don't deserve these things, but I can still enter the cheat codes and do the things to get there and still get it, even though I don't deserve it. And so it's just a wild ride, and it's tripping with my head a little bit as we're like about to go on this vacation to some really nice resort. I don't know. I'll let you know how it goes. It feels weird because it just doesn't feel like me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm wearing $14 freaking Champions, you know, that I've been wearing. I've only have two pairs of these and I alternate the same blue pair every day. You know, I don't know. Like I've got a hole. Well, not this one. My other ones have holes in. I just don't, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just not me. So I don't know if it's like, cause I don't want that. I don't want that to change my identity. I don't want to get soft. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want nice things. Like, oh, I can't take a shower in anything but marble. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want that to rub off on me. And so it's this weird thing of like, I'm like not even sure if I want to enjoy the vacation because I don't want a vacation. You know what I mean? I don't want to think, oh, I can't wait to the next vacation, because then it's like, it's going to throw off the game. Like I want to be on vacation and hope. And this is what's happened every time, is like I go there and then I'm like, man, I can't wait to get back to work so I can like move forward. But anyway, so we're going on this thing. I'll let you know if I crack some code of figuring out how to be there, enjoy it while also not feeling like I'm getting soft, you know, to the game. But anyways, I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. I hope you guys have amazing holidays. I may make something while I'm there. I may not, but I hope you guys just have an awesome holiday time period. And hope you guys are prepping and getting your teams ready for the day after Christmas. From the 26th to the 31st of December is one of the hottest sales weeks in fitness. Everyone is off. Everyone is just doing nothing, feeling bloated. And then, you know, from all the holiday parties and all the eating out with the family, and all they see is New Year coming and the impendingness of the fact that they are not better than they were last year and they're actually heavier. And so that is the time where you can just bring them in. Show rates are higher. People got time. And you can pre-sell and go hard. And that's actually one of the other reasons is like I've never really did the vacation thing. I went back home twice when first years of owning the gyms. And I left within 48 hours. I was supposed to be there for like 5 days and I left within 2 days. Because I was like, I just can't deal with this. Like I was like, I got stuff I got to prepare for. I got, you know, like I got shit to do. I was like, because we're about to go into the heavy season. It starts the day after Christmas. And so anyways, maybe you guys resonate with that. Haven't taken off a holiday season in a long time. We're still obviously back the day after Christmas because like we got shit to do. But anyways, I hope you guys are gearing up. I hope you guys have some good campaigns planned. If you don't have campaigns planned, please, dear God, plan something externally and internally, as in internally to your existing membership base, a big referral play, bring friends, you know, a free challenge, a non-free challenge, whatever, bring people in. You got to market. If you're like, oh, I'm not sure what we're going to do, like decide on something. You have to do something. And easy process for that is start 10 days out, you know, 5 emails, 5 texts, lead it to an event and a sign up. All right. Doesn't have to be super complicated. Put a couple of Facebook posts with you and your trainers. Like, just don't get crazy with it. Everyone wants to, like, this is like the Black Friday time. Like, everyone wants to feel better about fitness. Like, let them do it. So just open your doors and accept what they're giving out. All right.